Prince Harry. I am nibbling on my cereal. He's not here this morning. He's gone with his master, Louis. Imagine it. His eyes fixed on me, on my bowl. His round black eyes that nothing can distract. He waits patiently for a crunchy morsel that he can get his lips around. So, have you guessed? Harry is a dog, and not just any dog, because he belongs to Louis. In his village they call him Prince Harry, a fine name for this French bulldog with a beige coat. Almost everybody knows Harry because he likes to visit all the houses in the village. Let me tell you about it. He has a big garden surrounded by a hedge. Every so often he has to go outside for his needs. Keep your eyes on him, because in a few seconds he'll disappear through the hole under the hedge that nobody can see except him. And each time we think he won't do it again, oh, but he does. When Harry decides to run away, he always finds some way of escape. Harry! Harry! Come back, Harry! He can't hear our shouts, or more likely, just isn't listening. Harry is just too interested in all the other houses, which to him mean adventure, and nice things to eat. Meanwhile, we worry about him, the road, the cars, gardens damaged when he runs through them. His favourite sport, number one, is chasing frightened cats who run away when they see him. His favourite sport, number two, is emptying all the dishes full of dog and cat food. His favourite sport, number three, is letting himself be spoiled by anyone happy to stroke him. But Harry doesn't just have friends. Some people have threatened to throw him into the dog pound, a kind of prison for stray dogs, if he comes into their garden. And sometimes his adventures don't end very well. There is now an electric fence around the hedge, a limit beyond which he can no longer go. As for us, we often don't understand our parents when they give us instructions for all sorts of things, and we say, "Yes, I know," but they love us and are trying to protect us. In Proverbs 8, verse 29, the Bible says, "I was there when he set the limits of the seas, so they would not spread beyond their boundaries." Just imagine what it would be like if the sea could cover the land whenever it felt like it. Pray and ask Jesus to help you to follow good advice from your parents and from his word, the Bible. I know Harry is just a dog, but this story somehow applies to us as well, doesn't it? Your friend Joanna, Anne.